Hello and welcome to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. It's your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Your Fresno Grizzlies finish up their 9-game road trip as the home-and-home series ends here in Modesto tonight. The Grizzlies will face Modesto at Chukchansey Park tomorrow for the 4th of July. Tonight, though, it's Modesto's 4th of July celebration as the Grizzlies looking to get back on track. Your Grizzlies coming with a record of 41-35. They are 3-8 in the second half, fourth place in the California League North Division second half standings. The Grizzlies have lost 5 in a row, their longest losing streak this season. They have lost 8 of their last 9, and Fresno trying to get off the schneid, take on the Modesto Nuts, who come in with a record of 47-28. They're 6-5 here in the second half. Modesto, though, has already clinched a playoff berth, the virtue of winning the California League first half in the North Division. Your Grizzlies have dropped the first 2 games of this series. Last night, a 7-3 loss to Modesto. The Grizzlies, they only had 5 hits on offense, and the bottom of the lineup in Ben McCabe and Luis Mendez did the damage. The duo yesterday were outstanding, winning 3-for-5, 2 doubles, 1 RBI, 3 runs, and a trio of walks. McCabe was not retired, reaching base all 4 times. He supplied a career-high 3 walks and 2 runs and added an infield single. Luis Mendez extended his hit streak to 8 games after roping 2 opposite field doubles, tying the most by a Grizzlies batter in a game this season. He had 1 RBI and 1 run. The Grizzlies, that was really it for their offense, a hit by Brad Cumbus and Jason Hinchman as well. But Fresno could not find the scoreboard enough as Modesto used a 4-run 6th inning thanks to a pair of home runs to get the job done. Grizzlies starter Brian Perez was outstanding in a no decision. Struck out 8 over 5 innings of work. He allowed 2 runs earned on 4 hits and a pair of walks. So the Grizzlies, they've now lost 2 in a row in this series, 5 in a row overall, and they tonight give the ball to right-hander Jack Mahoney, who was just named California Pitcher of the Month for June. Mahoney, a 4-4 record, a 2.96 ERA. He gets the ball tonight, the Rockies' number 19 prospect. He'll be countered by right-hander Tyler Goff for Modesto, a 6-2 record, a 3.21 ERA. Goff has been fantastic against Fresno over the past couple of seasons as he is in search of his 7th win on the season. So a great pitching matchup in Jack Mahoney and Tyler Goff here at John Thurman Field for Wednesday Night Baseball. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with the Rockies coordinator of pitching strategies in Flint Wallace, who's here for a couple days with the Grizzlies, helping out the pitching staff, and talk about a guy who knows his baseball. We talked a little bit of some analytics and what makes the Rockies pitchers so successful at the big league level, and how some of the former Fresno Grizzlies and current Fresno Grizzlies can help the Rockies in the future. We talked about right-handers Juan Mejia and Angel Chavii, both added to the 40-man, and we've already seen Chavii make his debut. On the other side, we also talked about Jack Mahoney, Sam Weatherly, and a couple other Grizzlies pitchers as well, and you would love to hear what Flint Wallace has to say about a couple of your Grizzlies' arms. When we come back after the break, we'll have that interview with Flint Wallace. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with the Rockies coordinator of pitching strategies and Flint Wallace. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Oh, no, thanks. My pleasure.
So I know we were just here probably a year ago talking, but tell the fans exactly what you do for the Rockies and how you help them out.
Yeah, basically when we draft a guy or we acquire guys or guys in our organization, we see what their best pitches are. And we try to optimize those pitches. That's my job, is to make them optimize, get the closest to their best version of that pitch all the time. That's our first job. And then we see if we need to design a pitch or add a pitch to the repertoire after that. And then it starts going into usage and where to throw it in the zone, where they should focus on that. And it just keeps evolving as they go on. But it's that strategy on where your stuff plays best, how to use your stuff, how to mix it against different types of hitters, and it's an ongoing education process through the organization.
It's not easy being in the Rockies system. Of course, elevation, people talk about it all the time. So how do you optimize that when it comes to the elevation of Coors Field?
Yeah, I mean, the pitches are going to move a little bit less, but once a guy understands where his stuff's still going to play the best, I think, and how to the usage may change a little bit in altitude for a certain pitch, but you're not going to have to change how you pitch. I think they relax and understand that they we can be successful there as well. I mean, we've seen guys that are successful there, and whether it's some of our guys that have been through the system or some guys that come in from the road, they still throw the way. You know, so I think there's not one way to throw in Denver. I still think everybody has to throw what's best for them.
Yeah,
and we'll tweak and adjust accordingly to make them optimize the best we can for altitude. We also still got to remember, we play 81 games on the road.
You are not wrong about that.
So we can't just optimize for one place and then it not play when we get down to sea level either. So
that is true.
That's the kind of little mixture you have to have.
Yeah, people don't think about that sometimes. You do have a whole road schedule you have to deal with, and you're not in that altitude all the time. But we've seen guys from the Grizzlies over the years make it to the bigs, in Blair Calvo, Gavin Holloway. But guys this year who are getting opportunities, like Angel Chavie or Juan Mejia being added to the roster, talk about what those guys have brought to the table and why they've been so effective moving the chains.
Yeah, both of them have great velo, right? But, and that's what everybody thinks that happens. But they are really, in my opinion, off-speed pitchers with a really, really good fastball. And that's kind of where the game is going to now. You'll see way more sliders, way more changeups, that kind of splits, whatever, cutters, whatever you want to call now. And the fastball is getting used less, even though we throw it harder, because we figured out that other stuff is harder to hit, right?
Absolutely.
And so pitching backwards some, and that's what both of those guys have. They have the ability to throw multiple pitches out of the bullpen. They're not just two-pitch pitchers. They're three-pitch pitchers, which is good. I think that's one thing we try to do with our relievers in the organization, is give them that third pitch if they don't have it. We think that's very important in Denver, just to give we put another thought in somebody's mind, even out of the pen. And they've done a really good job with that. And then, you know, we have some other guys that we drafted recently that are doing great up in Hartford, too, that are knocking on the door, too.
They're
three-pitch mix relievers, when Jaden Hill and Seth Halverson.
Halverson's been fun.
Yeah, so we think that's valuable, and I think we've kind of have that strategy that, hey, you can have whatever fastball you have, but we got to have two other versions off of that. We can't just be a two-pitch mix per se as much as some other teams can get away with in the bullpen.
You're not wrong about that, too. And yesterday, I even said it on the air, watching Brian Perez pitch and the international group that's come in, he pitched backwards yesterday. A lot of great off-speed, being able to throw it in early in counts and be able to use it as not only a strike call, but getting guys to look at call strike three. What did you see from Perez yesterday?
Yeah, no, he did a great job. That was kind of some of the game plan. We knew Modesto's really aggressive attacking fastballs early in the count, and they fire at pitches, and we thought, just from the stuff we had and the place they played them, that we could pitch backwards a little bit against them, and he bought into it and did a great job. Probably overall, for a whole game, the best slider he's had all season, which was really, really good, and so he's making huge strides with that, because he's got the fastball and the changeup usually. The slider was the pitch that needs to get brought up to speed, and we see that he's making progress. We were really pleased with last night's performance.
Absolutely, and I just saw Jace Kaminska throw a bullpen as well. Talk about a nice little curveball with Jace Kaminska.
Yeah, Jace has always been that north-south or vertical pitcher, four-seam fastball, curveball off of that, but the curveball, we're getting more depth on it, and we're adding a little cutter, gyro slider. It kind of varies, but one to bridge that pitch now.
Yeah.
Because we think that that'll be something he'll have to have as he moves forward. And then he has a little bit of a split change that he's working in there too, which he didn't have in college. So that's another thing. Our starters probably, for the most part, need to be almost a four-pitch mix guy for Denver, right? Because of what we have to do on the road and at home. Like at home, we needed the curveball to get more depth. So in altitude, he can just go fastball, curveball. They separate enough.
Yeah.
Well, when he gets to sea level, he's going to have that little cutter or gyro to bridge those two pitches because they actually move almost too much apart from each other. So there's some things that we start planning. First half of their first year, we're just trying to get them in the zone, get them comfortable, and optimize the pitches they come in with first, and then we start addressing and adding things as it comes.
Another guy that's been in the bullpen has been so effective is Sam Weatherly. Back healthy, and he, as you said, you want multiple pitches from a reliever. He's got it.
Yeah, and he's done great. Learning to pitch without quite the velo he had before. I mean, he was an upper 9s guy before, and so I told him this may be a blessing in disguise for him, because when the velo does come back and now he understands how to pitch a little bit more, it could just springboarding through the organization really fast. But the slider is always, he's always been able to spin a baseball. Slider's still really, really good. And then the changeup's coming along, which is something like he didn't necessarily have when he first got there, because he had the upper 9s. With a slider and a curveball before he got injured. And so the changeup's been a really nice addition to his repertoire.
Well, what can you expect then for the future of not only the Grizzlies, but the Rockies and the pitching side of things?
I think the future's bright. I mean, we got a bunch of young arms coming through. Double A down, if you look at what we've done this year, we're really, really pleased. Still may not show up for the big leagues for a couple of more years. But that depth, not only are we coming with quality arms, we're coming with some depth to help with that as well, which is, I mean, we have quality arms in the big leagues, but like last year, but we ended up getting three guys hurt, in the rotation, and just didn't quite have the depth to replace those guys.
Yeah.
And that's carried over to this year a little bit. That's going to be the nice part, is not only maybe keeping some of those veteran guys that are there, but adding the depth to those pieces and then be able to just keep our guys moving, and so when we do, a guy moves on in free agency or somewhere, we have guys ready to replace them and not take a hit.
Absolutely. Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
My pleasure.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
And we thank the Rockies coordinator of pitching strategies, Flint Wallace, for joining us on the pregame show. As you just heard the ending of the national anthem, we also had a flyover here in Modesto as we get set for Modesto's July 4th celebration here on July 3rd as we get set for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us as we get set for baseball here at John Thurman Field. With that being said, it's time to give you the Fresno Grizzlies Toyota starting lineup. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. They are 3-8 here in the second half, 41-35 overall. The Grizzlies led by reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing left field, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting second, the DH, number 3, Braylon Wimmer, coming off a California League Player of the Month for June. Batting third, shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth, first baseman, number 22, Nick Guile. Batting fifth, a third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez, an 8-game hit streak. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 15, Brad Cumbis. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. Darius Perry, the catcher, number 33, he bats eighth. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 28, Fadriel Cruz. And on the bump for your Grizzlies is Jack Mahoney, as that lineup will take on Tyler Goff, as Jason Hinchman will stride to the plate, and we are ready for baseball here at John Thurman Field. Tyler Goff from the windup. Here comes the pitch, and it is high for a ball, and we're underway at 7:05 p.m. One ball, no strikes. Jason Hinchman. Here comes the 1-0. And that is a called strike count at 1-1. It is a very warm day, 106 degrees. We do have clear skies, though, here at John Thurman Field. As here comes the 1-1 and a line drive, base hit up the middle. And Hinchman starts the game with a leadoff single. So Hinchman extends his hit streak to 3 games. And just like that, Fresno's leadoff man is on for designated hitter Braylon Wimmer. We also have 4-mile-per-hour winds out to the left field, so very, very small winds. As now it's Braylon Wimmer, named the California League Player of the Month for June. Wimmer had his 14-game hit streak end yesterday. As here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and he lines one, and it's caught by the first baseman in Perez, and he doubles off Jason Hinchman. That's an unfortunate play as Hinchman was into a secondary, and just like that, two outs. So it goes L3, and then three unassisted on the double play. So two outs now as here comes shortstop Andy Perez. And Perez will take a pitch low, one ball and no strikes. Against Tyler Goff, a 6-2 record, a 3.21 ERA. Here comes the pitch from Goff, and it is low. Two balls and no strikes. We'll give you the Modesto lineup in the bottom of the first, by the way, is Hinchman, Wimmer, Perez, Guile, Mendez, Cumbis. As here is a little blooper out to left field, and here comes Jones, and he will make the catch to end the inning. Tucker, Perry, Cruz for that Fresno Toyota lineup. Grizzlies go down as we head to the bottom of the first. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change.
This is playable. Underhand toss to Mahoney, covering in time. Great job for Nick Guile to toss it over to Mahoney. So it goes 3-1, and Jimenez is retired. As here comes shortstop Colt Emerson. Jack Mahoney, a 4-4 record, a 2.96 ERA, coming off the California League Pitcher of the Month in June. That's right, the Grizzlies sweeping the June awards in the California League, and a pair of South Carolina alums, the winners. As that's low count of one ball, no strikes to Emerson. So the Grizzlies had Mahoney and Wimmer both winning. As here comes the 1-0 from right-hander Jack Mahoney. And it's a high fly ball out to the left field. Hinchman coming in with the shades on will make the catch and two outs. As Emerson is retired, as here comes right fielder Aiden Smith. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli over on the bases, Chad Lagana. We'll have this crew back at Chukchansey Park tomorrow as the series continues on in Fresno. The Grizzlies are sporting their gray uniforms tonight. Fresno ran across the front in red. As here comes the pitch, and it's a ball low, count of 1-0. Red numbers on the back. They have the black cap, the black bill, and the F/logo. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander in Jack Mahoney. And it is fouled off. Count of one ball and one strike. Modesto wearing their white unis. If Nuts run across the front, they have their tan cap, the navy blue bill, the Nuts logo in red on that cap. Red, white, and blue stripes and stars as well. So here comes the 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike. So their 4th of July caps. The Grizzlies will wear those tomorrow. Of course, in their Grizzlies logo. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Jack Mahoney. Outside, three balls and a strike. Jack Mahoney making his 14th start of the season. He's been outstanding for Fresno over the past month. As here comes the 3-1 offering. Wines and deals. And it's a foul ball count at 3-2. Good fastball with great run on it. As Mahoney count now full. Jack Mahoney, 1-0 record, a 1.05 ERA over 4 starts in June. But he's been Mr. Reliable and consistent all year long. Mahoney sporting 0 runs over his past 21 in 1/3 innings. As here's the pitch, low ball for a 2-out walk. As Smith is on base. As here comes the DH in Luis Sweetspell. Sweetspell has 3 homers in the first 2 games of this series. But Jack Mahoney, as we've already said, 21 and 1/3 straight scoreless innings over his last 3-plus starts. His last run he allowed was against this Modesto Nuts team and Lázaro Montes, who homered. As Mahoney will come set. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Grizzlies and Nuts, bottom of the first inning, no score. Here at John Thurman Field. Wednesday night baseball, game 3 of this 6-game series, a home-and-home series. As here comes the 0-1, and that swung on and missed. Good pitch down in the zone. Count now at 0-2. Jason Hinchman out in left field, and center is Fadrio Cruz, Brad Cumbest in right, Luis Mendez at third, Andy Perez at short, Tevin Tucker is at second, Nick Guile at first, Darius Perry doing the catching, and Jack Mahoney on the bump. Here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney, and a line drive and a base hit to center field as Cruz will play it on a bounce, and Sweetspell, an 0-2 single as Modesto trying to put something together against Jack Mahoney. So a hit and a walk allowed by Mahoney as here comes first baseman Milcar Perez. Mahoney, third appearance against Modesto, his third start. No record, a 3.75 ERA. 5 innings, a 3-run ball back on June 7th. He had 7 innings of work with 2 earned runs back on May 10th at Chukchansey Park. At that point was his longest outing of the year. Of course, has surpassed that. As that is a called strike, counted 0-1. Mahoney on June 21st, a complete game shutout, the only complete game shutout of 9 innings in minor league baseball this season. Mahoney looks back the runner at second. Here comes the 0-1. That's a called strike, counted 0-2. Mahoney in his last start, 5 2/3 scoreless innings in San Jose, 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 punchouts. But the Grizzlies falling 1-0. It's a count now, no balls and 2 strikes. Mahoney looks back the runner. Here comes the pitch, and it's low, 1-2. Mahoney in his last 3 starts in June. Of course, this is July now, but the losing team has scored 0 runs. The Grizzlies 1-2. They have been shut out in 2 of his last 3 starts that Mahoney has. As here comes the 1-2 offering from the righty, and it's outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So the Grizzlies would love to score and help Jack Mahoney. Of course, Fresno winning that complete game shutout 8-0. But they've lost 1-0 and 2-0 in 2 of those other of his last 3 starts. As here's a foul ball and the 2-2 offering from Mahoney. So 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Perez looking in. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And it swung on and missed. And that will end the inning. Mahoney strikes out Perez as we head to the top of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated?
The Grizzlies and the Nuts. Count now at one ball and two strikes as Guile ready to go. Here comes a pitch from Goff. And it's a little blooper out to shallow right field, a long run. And it will be caught by the second baseman, Pagliarini, as he slides and makes the play. A great job again defensively for Modesto as Guile is retired. So one out as here comes third baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez riding an 8-game hit streak, the longest hit streak out of any Grizzlies batter currently. So longest for Mendez this year. As here comes the pitch, and he takes it for a strike. Count it 0-1. From right-hander Tyler Goff. Goff making his 16th start of the year. As here comes the 0-1 and the check swing, and it is a no-go on the check. Count now 1-1. Goff, a 6-2 record, a 3.21 ERA. 70 innings of work. 6'2", 205 pounds, 20 years old as he tries to go down the left field line. The count now 1-2. Goff, born in San Diego, California, went to high school at J. Serra in San Juan Capistrano, California. 9th-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. As Mendez up the middle, but the shortstop in Emerson is there. The throw to first in time. It goes 6-3. Two outs now as here comes right fielder Brad Cumbis. Goff last year with Modesto made 10 appearances, 9 starts, a 1-3 record. But this year, 6-2, the ERA at a sparkling 3.21. He's been outstanding as that is fouled off by Cumbis. Count at no balls and a strike. Faced Fresno twice during the week of May 7th through the 12th. Combined for 9 1/3 innings, 7 hits, 1 run it was earned, 4 walks, and 6 Ks. As that pitch is outside, count now 1-1. Made his third start against Fresno on June 5th. He picked up the win after 6 innings of 2-run ball, 1 walk, 5 Ks. As there is a strike, count at 1-2 to Cumbis. Here in the top of the second inning. Crowd filing in here at John Thurman Field for their July 3rd game. As here's the pitch, and it just misses. Counted 2-2. Brad Cumbis, the right fielder for Fresno. As here comes the 2-2, swung on and missed. And Goff, a 1-2-3 inning. So far, he's allowed one hit, a double play erased it, and he has faced the minimum through two. We head to the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the second inning here in Modesto. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts, as Steve Solis is coming out to talk as Jack Mahoney's been issued a time clock violation. Kind of one ball and no strikes, and Steve Solis wants to know why as he gets his explanation. So Mahoney behind in the count against Ty Pete, as he wasn't ready, as the count at one ball, no strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and there is a pitch low, two balls and no strikes. So Jack Mahoney working out the hybrid windup. It's where you are looking like you're out of the stretch, but come through a windup delivery. As the check swing, did he go around? He did. Count it 2-1. Good pitch up in the zone from Mahoney. Fastball, slider, curveball, change, sinker for the number 19 prospect in the Rockies system. As here comes the 2-1 offering from Mahoney. Outside. Count now at 3-3. Mahoney, 6'3", 205 pounds. The right-hander is 22 years old. Born in Algonquin, Illinois. Went to the University of South Carolina, a third-round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. As a 3-1 is swung on and missed, and the count now full, 3-2. Mahoney, the 77th pick overall, and he's been outstanding this year for Fresno. Here comes the 3-2 from Mahoney. Winds and deals. And a chopper over to second. Tucker on a weird bounce makes the play over to first in time. And it goes 4-3 as Pete is retired. And here comes left fielder Carson Jones. Chauncey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entry starting May 1st. And then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. As there's a called strike, counted 0-1 to Jones. We thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the 0-1 from Mahoney, and it swung on and missed. Counted no balls and two strikes. Good pitch down in the zone from Mahoney. Fastball can reach the mid to upper 90s. Great life to it. As the crowd here at John Thurman Field, nice little crowd, as here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney. Wind and deal, and it is swung on and missed. A fastball in on the hands, and Mahoney has his second strikeout of the game. Two outs now in the inning, as here comes catcher Jacob Sharp. First time we have seen Sharp. As the Grizzlies looking for a 1-2-3 bottom of the second inning. As we said, the Grizzlies back home tomorrow. The 9-game road trip is almost over. As here comes the pitch to Sharp. And a chopper to third. Mendez picks it up. The throw to first is in time. And Mahoney, a 1-2-3 bottom of the second. We head to the third with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the third inning here in Modesto, California, John Thurman Field, as Tevin Tucker will see a called strike, count at 0-1. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts, as second baseman Tevin Tucker takes on Tyler Goff. Here comes the 0-1 from Goff outside. Count of one ball and one strike. Tyler Goff, as we mentioned, a ninth-round draft.
Your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the third inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto, as Charlie Pagliarini will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. Pagliarini, a three-run homer yesterday, the difference maker in last night's Modesto Nuts 7-3 win over your Grizzlies. As here comes the first pitch from Mahoney, and it's high for a ball, kind of one ball and no strikes here in the bottom of the third. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As there is a strike, count of 1-1. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's the 1-1 from Mahoney, Wines and Deals, and it's fouled off, count of 1-2. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Pagliarini down on strikes. Good fastball from Mahoney on the outside part of the plate. Third strikeout for the righty. As here comes Carlos Jimenez, who's 0-for-1, the center fielder. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney here on July 3rd. As here is a base hit up the middle and a one-out single for Jimenez as Cruz will throw it in. That is the second hit now for the Modesto Nuts. As here comes shortstop Colt Emerson, 0-for-1 with a flyout. Looked like a breaking ball that Jimenez just shot right back up the middle here on July 3rd, as we mentioned. July 4th tomorrow should be a lot of fun at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets are still available but are going quickly. Grab them now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Our Kodiak Club is sold out as here comes the pitch. And there's a called strike counted 0-1. Our luxury suites also are all sold out. So right now, just field box reserved in the occasional standing room. As here comes the 0-1 for Mahoney. Comes set, now a check, and they have Jimenez picked off. Guile chases him down, the tag applied, and he is safe! The Grizzlies cannot get Jimenez! What a bonehead play by Fresno! As Jimenez swipes second after a pickoff by Mahoney, it's going to be a stolen base for Jimenez. Guile ran him down all the way to second. By the time he threw the ball over, Jimenez had swiped the base. Got to throw the ball earlier. So now runner at second with one out. So Grizzlies had a second out as a freebie. And now Mahoney going to try to work out of this mini jam. Here comes the 0-1, fouled off, now 0-2. That was unbelievable right there by Fresno. So count now at no balls and two strikes. As the right-hander Mahoney going to try to work out of this little play. Here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off as Emerson stays alive. Colt Emerson back from an injury, had a foot injury, and second game of this series that he's played in, had a night off yesterday. Still recovering and only 18 years old in Emerson. Tons of promise for the first-round draft pick by the Mariners in 2023. Part of their top prospects. As here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney, and it swung on and missed. An elevated fastball in on the hands. That has worked to perfection for Mahoney. That's his fourth strikeout of the game. As here comes Aiden Smith, who walked his first time. Runner at second with two outs here in the bottom of the third. So Mahoney already four strikeouts. The right-hander, a career high, was 9 this season. That was against Inland Empire on May 3rd. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and a pop-up drifting in foul territory. Guile is there, and he will make the catch, and Mahoney is out of the jam after the Grizzlies give up a stolen base when it should have been a pickoff and a tag. We head to the top of the fourth, 0-0. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jensen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Here comes the pitch from Tyler Goff. It's outside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Top of the fourth inning here, John Thurman Field. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. As Hinchman swing and a miss, count at 1-1. Jason Hinchman, a leadoff single to start the game. Fresno since then has not been able to put a base runner on. As here comes the 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. Jason Hinchman, the Tennessee Tech product. has had a very good season. As here is the 2-1 outside, 3 balls and a strike. Henchman, the ability to get on base from drawing walks to base hits, usually they are screaming liners as he swings and foul tips. It count now at 3-2. As Henchman trying to get on base for Fresno. The Grizzlies just one hit so far, but Goff has faced the minimum through three. As here comes the 3-2 offering to Henchman, and it's a foul ball as he stays alive. Top of the fourth inning, glad you could join us. The Grizzlies back home tomorrow for the 4th of July fireworks extravaganza on Independence Day. Presented by Chichansey Gold Resort and Casino. As that is outside, ball four, and Henchman is on. So he has drawn a single and a walk as here comes DH Braylon Wimmer. So Henchman, the only Fresno batter so far to get on base. As now it's Braylon Wimmer 0-for-1 with a line out that ended up in a double play. But the Grizzlies will also play Friday, July 5th. It's Healthcare Heroes and First Responders Night. As there's a strike from Goff, count at 0-1. A community outreach night presented by Chichansey Gold Resort and Casino. And then Friday night fireworks. We'll have fireworks all 3 games this upcoming weekend. As here comes the 0-1 to Braylon Wimmer. And it's a called strike, now 0-2. On Saturday, July 6th, Military Appreciation Night postgame fireworks. Grab your tickets now for any or all 3 games at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Here comes the 0-2 to Wimmer, and it's outside. Count of 1 ball and 2 strikes, going to the changeup there. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. Braylon Wimmer trying to get on base as Henchman leads from first. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and foul tipped as Wimmer just got a piece of it. Stays alive. Glad you could join us. Fresno and Modesto continuing their rivalry. Fresno 47-46 all time against the Modesto Nuts. As here comes the 1-2 and a line drive. Base hit a right field. And Wimmer started a new hit streak as he's on with a single. Henchman will get to third. Runners at the corners here with no outs for Fresno. Great job by Henchman being able to move from first to third as Wimmer lines a shot out to right center. Second hit for Fresno as here comes shortstop Andy Perez, 0-for-1. As the Grizzlies trying to score first tonight. Fresno scored first yesterday on a strikeout wild pitch. The Grizzlies, though, with no outs, would like to score a couple runs here against Modesto. And Andy Perez, who has 44 RBI, the perfect candidate. As that pitch is a strike, count at 0-1. Andy Perez coming in, batting .282, 4 home runs, 44 RBI, a .751 OPS. As Wimmer leads from first, here comes the pitch. And a ground ball, this could be two. It's going to go 3-6-3, a double play, but a run scores, no RBI for Perez. And Fresno leads 1-0. Henchman had a way to make sure the first baseman in Perez, Milcar Perez, didn't go home. So it goes 3-6-3. Second double play Fresno's hit into. Wimmer is erased as well, but Henchman will score. So 1-0 Fresno here in the fourth inning. It is an earned run for Goff. As here comes first baseman Nick Guile, 0-for-1 with a pop-up. Here's the pitch and a swing and a miss. Counted 0-1. Tyler Goff trying to work one over the minimum. Here comes the offering, and it's in the dirt, count at 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-0 Fresno here in the top of the fourth inning. Any way you can score. That's the name of the game with Jack Mahoney on the bump. As here's a foul ball right back at us. Count now 1 ball and 2 strikes. That ball was a rocket foul. The netting is just low enough that if a ball gets over the netting, I'm a sitting duck here in the booth. Here comes the 1-2 outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here in the top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. Nick Guile, the Illinois State product. Here's the 2-2. And it swung on and missed. Ball gets away from the catcher, Sharp. He will pick it up to throw to first in time. And that will end the inning. But the Grizzlies score a run on a double play. Jason Hinchman, he has reached base twice so far. We head to the bottom of the fourth. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto. Express Furniture Rental, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. Here comes the pitch from Jack Mahoney. And it's a called strike to Luis Suis. Bell counted 0-1. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Here comes the 0-1 from Mahoney. Deep breath, the wine in the pitch. And it is inside, count of 1-1. We thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. That number again, 800-933-3689 today here in the bottom of the fourth. Here comes the 1-1 from Mahoney, and a ground ball sharply to second. Tucker on a tough bounce again makes the play over to first in time. It goes 4-3, and Sweetspell is now 1-2, as here comes the first baseman, Milcar Perez. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 1-0 Fresno leads Modesto here at John Thurman Field. Jack Mahoney, so far so good for the right-hander. Only a 1-0 lead, though, so still trying to pitch into tough situations as there is a strike. Counted 0-1 to Milcar Perez. Back-to-back switch hitters in this Modesto Nuts lineup. They have five lefties, two switch hitters against the right-hander in Mahoney. As here's a ground ball to third. Mendez can't get there, and a base hit in the left field. Perez 1-2 now as he has a single. Third hit for Modesto as here comes third baseman Ty Pete. Pete 0-1 with a ground out. As the Grizzlies and the Nuts, as we said, Fresno, a 47-46 lead all time since 2021. This year, Modesto has won 8 of the 14 meetings this season. As here comes the pitch from the righty in Mahoney. Outside, count at 1-0, but Fresno a little bit on the schneid. They've lost 5 in a row, 8 of their last 9. Longest losing streak for the Grizzlies this year. As a count of 1-1 in no strikes. Mahoney comes set. Here comes the 1-0, and it goes to the backstop, and now it's a wild pitch. So Perez up to second. That did not look right coming from Mahoney's arm. So the count now 2-2 in no strikes, and Perry will call time to go talk to his right-hander. But the Grizzlies, as we said, on a 5-game losing streak, it's their second longest losing streak as a Rockies affiliate. Last year, Fresno lost 6 in a row. But it was early on in the year. Tough stretch. The dog days of summer upon us and the Grizzlies right before the All-Star break. We have about a week and a half to go before a couple days off. And the Grizzlies trying to get to the All-Star break not only healthy, but on the right track to start the All-Star break afterwards. The Grizzlies trying to make the postseason for the first time since 2022. Last year finished with the best overall record in the California League, but missed out on the postseason. As the 2-0 is a high pop-up drifting foul, counted 2-1. The Grizzlies had the best overall record, but finished in second place in both the first and the second half. San Jose won the first half. Modesto, on a brilliant run, won the second half. So Fresno was sitting at home as Modesto went on to win the whole thing. As the 2-1 is high, three balls and a strike, and Mahoney not happy again. That was not even close in the zone. So Fresno trying to put up another zero here in the bottom of the fourth. But the Grizzlies, this is a team led by manager Steve Solis that will not go down without a fight. Here's the 3-1. It is high, ball four. Not close again from Mahoney. So a walk, second walk issued by Mahoney. Most walks he's had in a game this season. As here comes left fielder Carson Jones, 0-1 with a strikeout. The Grizzlies, though, three of their last four losses have been by one run. They have a -9 run differential despite a 3-8 record. The same record that Inland Empire has, but Inland Empire's run differential is not -9. It's a lot worse than that. As here comes the pitch from Mahoney, and it's a called strike count at 0-1. Inland Empire had the worst record in the first half among all the California League teams, but the Grizzlies a losing record against them. As here's the 0-1, and a fly ball to left field, but it goes foul. Count now at 0-2. So the Grizzlies, despite being five games under 500 here in the second half, they're still showing tons of promise. Just the other night, six runs in the ninth inning, despite losing the game to Modesto, Fresno showing fight late in the contest, something that they have done a lot over the past couple of weeks. As here comes the 0-2 from Mahoney and a ground ball foul. As Jones stays alive, Jones had a great game yesterday. Had a triple, single, and run scored. Fresno leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. One out, runners at first and second for Modesto. Mahoney comes set. And here comes the 0-2 from the righty. And it is just outside. Count at 1-2. Good spot for Mahoney, just missing with that electric fastball. The Grizzlies, a perfect chance to win when you have Jack Mahoney on the bump. As we said, the right-hander's just been outstanding. Here comes the 1-2, and a ground ball foul down the right field line this time as Jones stays alive. Mahoney went to South Carolina, was there for three seasons. He was a two-way player for multiple years, pitched in 2021 and 2023. He had an injury in 2022. So he batted in 2021 and 2022. Great power at the plate, but of course, was a better pitcher. As here comes the 1-2 from the righty. And it is fouled off again by Jones as he stays alive. Mahoney appeared in 31 games, making 22 starts for the Gamecocks. A 10-4 record, a 3.44 ERA. 117 and two-thirds innings for Mahoney. A workhorse down in the SEC. Here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed. He went to the breaking ball and Jones is out. So Mahoney wins the battle on the seventh pitch. And that is his fifth strikeout of the game. A big second out as here comes catcher Jacob Sharp, who's 0-1 with a ground out. So Mahoney working in and out of trouble. As there's action down in that Modesto bullpen, a right-hander getting loose. As the righty Mahoney will come set, here comes the pitch. And it's a called strike. That fastball just grooved in there to Jacob Sharp. Jacob Sharp listed at 5'10", 180 pounds, 17th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2022. batting .248, 4 home runs, 25 RBI. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high pop-up in the count now at 0-2 as the fans will look for that baseball. Grizzlies and the Nuts, 1-0 Fresno here in the bottom of the fourth. No balls, two strikes. Mahoney with two outs and two runners on trying to get out of the inning. Mahoney only 1-1-2-3 frame. As here comes the 0-2. And it is a line drive out to center field, and it will get down a base hit. We are going to be tied, as now they have caught up sharp, and he will head back to first. And Mahoney's scoreless streak is over. Jacob Sharp delivers as Milcar Perez comes in a score. Ty Pete on to third, and we are tied at one. So Pete to third, and an RBI single for Jacob Sharp with two outs. Second hit and a run in the inning as now runners at the corners here with two outs for Charlie Pagliarini. As now Mahoney in a 1-1 game. Here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. Counted 0-1. Good fastball there. So 1-1 is Jacob Sharp, a single to center field to tie this game up. Here comes the 0-1, and it swung on and missed. Counted 0-2. Mahoney, you can tell there's some anger with that fastball right there. So the scoreless streak is over for Mahoney. It went 3 2/3 innings. As a count now at no balls and two strikes. Mahoney comes set. Here comes the pitch from the righty. Swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. But Modesto ties this game up. We head to the fifth, tied to one. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Top of the fifth inning, 1-1 our score here at John Thurman Field as Luis Mendez will take on Pedro de Costa Limos. As the first pitch is a fly ball out to right center field. The ball is hit well, and it will get down and split the gaps. Mendez, a 9-game hit streak. He's headed to third. There's no throw, and Mendez, a leadoff triple. What a way to start for Luis Mendez. His 9th straight game with a hit, and Mendez, another extra base knock. He had 2 doubles yesterday. So a triple for Mendez, as that is the first hit allowed. As Tyler Goff has done, we have a new arm, by the way, for Modesto, as here's Brad Cumbis, and he swings and misses. Count at 0-1. So a new pitcher here in the top of the fifth inning. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Now 0-2 to Cumbis, who struck out his first time. It is number 39 in the game. As here comes the pitch, and it's inside. Did it hit Cumbis? And it didn't. Count at 1-2. That ball ran way inside. It's Gene Munoz. As here comes the 1-2. And it swung on and missed as Cumbis down on strikes. And apparently they said he fouled it off. All right, so a foul ball for Cumbis. So count remains at 1-2 as he told the home plate umpire in Drew Buffelli that he fouled it off. As the infield in for Modesto. 1-2. Here comes the pitch, and Cumbis fouls it off. So a leadoff triple for Luis Mendez here in the top of the fifth inning. And Gene Munoz into the game. Number 39. As the count remains at 1-2, and Cumbis line drive left field. That ball's hit well. It is deep, and it is off the wall. Cumbis looking for a double. He will get there, and the Grizzlies retake the lead 2-1. Brad Cumbis, an RBI double, scores Mendez, and the Grizzlies back in front. Brad Cumbis extends his hit streak with an RBI double. Mendez trots home, and just like that, Fresno a 2-1 lead. Second hit and a run allowed by Munoz. As here comes the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. It is Gene Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z. As here comes the pitch, and a bunt by Tucker back to the mound. Cumbis to third. The pitch is over to first in time. It goes 1-3 on the sacrifice bunt as Cumbis will scamper to third. So now runner at third with one out for Darius Perry, who is 0-1. Good bunt right there by Tevin Tucker on the first pitch. As Munoz takes over for Goff. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed by Perry. Count at 0-1. So final line for Goff, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk. He also had 3 Ks. Here comes the 0-1 from Munoz, and a breaking ball called a strike. Count at 0-2. So again, Goff, 4 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, 3 Ks, only 55 pitches for Goff. As here comes the 0-2, and it swung on and missed, and Perry is out. He's down on strike, second out of the inning. First strikeout for Munoz. As here comes the center fielder in Fadrio Cruz. Cruz 0-1 with a fly out here in the top of the fifth inning. So now 2 outs here in the fifth. As here comes the pitch from Munoz, and it's inside, count at 1-0. Good location to Fadrio Cruz here in the top of the fifth inning. 2-1 Fresno. Here comes the pitch from the righty Munoz. And it is a called strike. Count now at no balls. And actually, it's 1-1. 1-1 is our count. As here's the pitch to Cruz. And it is in the dirt. Count at 2-1. Cruz did not go around on the check swing. Runner at third here with 2 outs as Frazzle leads 2-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Tyler Goff will have a no decision as Gene Munoz now in line for the loss. Here comes the 1-2. And a little pop-up down the third base line. And it will be caught on the run right on the line by the left fielder Jones. And that will end the inning. Apparently, no, the ball did drop. It's going to be a hit for Cruz. Apparently, he didn't catch it. So instead, Cruz has a hit. And it's 3-1 Fresno. So Cruz is on. It looked like that the left fielder Jones made an outstanding catch. Instead, it is a double, as now we have a talk between the fielders about if Jones caught it or not. That's what the argument is. Ty Pete pleading his case with the base umpire. And so Cruz has a double. And it's an RBI for Cruz as Brad Cumbis will come in to score. So that is the third extra base hit in the frame for Fresno. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside, but called a strike to Hinchman. Count at 0-1. Hinchman, a single, walk, and a run scored. As Fresno, three hits and two runs this inning. They lead 3-1 here in the top of the fifth. Here comes the 0-1 of Hinchman, and it's swung on and missed. Count at 0-2. This inning's had a little bit of everything. Munoz on the mound. As here comes the pitch to Jason Hinchman. And it is just low, count of 1-2. So Fajardo Cruz's second double allows Cumbis to score after he had an RBI double. So the Grizzlies now five hits. They have matched what they did yesterday. As here comes the 1-2 to Hinchman. And it swung on and missed. He's down on strikes, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies scored two runs, though, and three extra base hits. A Luis Mendez triple, RBI doubles from Cumbis and Cruz. We head to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1, Fresno leads Modesto as Carlos Jimenez, 1-for-2 with a stolen base, will lead things off against Jack Mahoney. Glad you could join us as here comes the pitch from the righty in Mahoney. Will wind and deal, and it swung on and missed. Count at 0-1. Manco Abbott and Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Manco Abbott and Le Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fifth. Here comes the 1-1 from Mahoney. Swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Count of 1-2. Down in the zone, Mahoney. 6 strikeouts so far as he's looking for number 7. Against the leadoff hitter for Modesto, the Grizzlies have 3 runs on 5 hits. Here's the 1-2, and it is just inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mahoney trying to get Jimenez off balance. As the pitch is low, and the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-1 Fresno here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jack Mahoney on the bump for your Grizzlies. Here comes the 3-1 as he winds and deals. As a check swing, did he go around? He did, and the count full 3-2. Actually, that apparently was strike three. So, 7th strikeout now for Mahoney. That's the first out of the inning. Had the count wrong in my book, as here comes the shortstop, Colt Emerson, 0-2. But 7 strikeouts now for Jack Mahoney. He has been in a zone tonight. He will wind and deal, and it is a called strike. Counted 0-1 at the top of the zone. Mahoney, first pitch strikes. It's something that the Grizzlies do such a great job of in the California League. As that is in there. The count at no balls and 2 strikes. So no balls, 2 strikes to Colt Emerson. As Mahoney ready to go, here comes the pitch from the righty. As he winds and deals. And a ground ball and a base hit up the middle for Colt Emerson. A 1-out single. As Emerson gives Modesto their 5th hit. And it brings up right fielder Aiden Smith, 0-1 with a walk. The Grizzlies and the Nuts. About an hour and a half between the two cities. 96 miles away. If you follow the California 99 route. An hour 32 minutes exactly. The halfway point is Planada, California. As here comes the pitch to Aiden Smith. And it's a called strike. Counted 0-1. The Grizzlies' last game here at John Thurman Field in the regular season. The only time they will visit back here is if they make the playoffs. So we'll see this ballpark in a couple months. As here comes the 0-1. And a check swing, and it's a slow ground ball. And Tucker didn't have a play, and he throws the ball away. And both runners advance to throw to second, and he is safe. Oh, man. And an error. It's going to be single E4s. Here comes manager Steve Solis, and he's going to argue. He thought the runner was out at second. He is furious as he is going to argue with Chad Lagana. And a big error from Tevin Tucker, and both runners advance an extra base on the error. So a single and an error. So single E4, Smith to second, Emerson a third. So second hit and an error this inning. So now second and third with one out for DH Luis Sweetspell, is 1-2. Tevin Tucker didn't really have a play, tried to shovel pass it with his glove, and unfortunately went over the first baseman in Guile's head. So now two runners on as the infield in for Fresno, and the pitch is high, count at 1-0. Second error by Tevin Tucker in this series. Someone who's a sure-handed defender has made a couple crucial mistakes in this series. It's a count of 1-1 in no strikes. Mahoney comes set. Here comes the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Count of 1-1. Darius Perry will get a new baseball. The Grizzlies catcher. Usually Ben McCabe catches Jack Mahoney, but this week the Grizzlies have switched the catchers in terms of who they're catching. Being able to work with different pitchers, a key part of catching. That's a count of 2-2 and a strike. Mahoney ready to go, the pitch, and a breaking ball lifted foul, count at 1-2. Good pitch out of the zone from Mahoney. As the right-hander looking for his 8th strikeout of the game. Again, the Grizzlies, they lead 3-1, and again, Modesto, after allowing 2 in the 5th, trying to score and tie this game up. Here comes the 1-2, and it is a high pop-up, and it goes out of play. Count remains at 1-2. And 2 strikes. The Grizzlies scoring 2 runs back in that 5th inning. And once again, Modesto trying to tie this game up. Mahoney only won 1-2-3 inning in this contest. He's up to 77 pitches. As now we have a balk on Jack Mahoney. And the Grizzlies are just giving runs now. So a balk on Mahoney as the run will score in Emerson. On a third goes Smith, now 3-2. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The Grizzlies, this team continues to bite themselves. As here comes the 1-2 now from Mahoney. And it's outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And again, Modesto being able to score runs with the help of Fresno. 2 balls and 2 strikes. A 3-2 game now here in the bottom of the fifth. Mahoney comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off. A breaking ball that caught a little too much of the zone. Mahoney lucky that Sweetspell just fouled it off. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jack Mahoney has now allowed 2 runs in this contest. Here comes the pitch to Sweetspell, and he will foul off another one. Mahoney on the balk, I don't know exactly what he did. I didn't get a chance to see what happened, but everyone reacted accordingly. Mahoney's been called for a few balks this season. As here comes the 2-2 offering. And it is just outside the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Mahoney just missing. Tough inning for Jack Mahoney. Up to 80 pitches now. As Luis Sweetspell, 3 homers in this series. He has 9 on the year. Here comes the 3-2 from the righty. And it's a high pop-up lifted out to shallow right field. Who's it going to be? And it is caught by the right fielder, Cumbis. The throw to the plate, the tag, and he is out. And now they're saying that the ball had gone away. And now tagging the base, and now everyone is arguing. They thought Perry lost the ball. And now everyone is in discussion. This is crazy. It looked like Perry initially dropped the ball. He is safe, and we're tied. Oh, my goodness. We are tied here in the fifth inning. You got to be kidding me. Perry applied the tag, and they said that he was safe. Looked like he dropped the ball, and that is why he was safe. The throw from Cumbis, who ran into the second baseman, Tucker, in right field. And we are tied at 3. Unbelievable. So a sacrifice fly to right field on a shallow fly ball, and Smith scores. Wow. Another run, and we are tied at 3 here in the fifth inning as there's a strike to Milcar Perez, counted 0-1. The Grizzlies cannot catch a break, and when you lose 5 in a row, nothing goes your way. As here comes the 0-1. And that is a strike now, 0-2, and Mahoney is furious. You can tell with how that fastball is zipping in there. No balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch from Mahoney. Winds and deals, and that is inside, count of 1-2. So a balk and a sacrifice fly to shallow right field, and we are tied at 3. Fresno and Modesto have the same runs per inning as there's a pitch low, 2-2. So Fresno scored a run in the fourth, Modesto tied it. Fresno 2 runs in the fifth, Modesto tied it. So 3-3 here in the fifth inning as here comes the 2-2 from Jack Mahoney. And it is a foul ball as Perez stays alive. Action now down in that Fresno bullpen as Mahoney's pitch count skyrocketing up to 87 pitches now. You just can't believe your eyes sometimes when you're watching the game of baseball. Here comes the 2-2 as Mahoney winds and deals. Here's the pitch. Inside the count full, 3-2. Mahoney looks out of sorts. He should have been out of this inning a long time ago. So count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes as Mahoney. Big deep breath. Here comes the pitch from the South Carolina product. And it is fouled off. And the count stays the same. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The throw by Cumbus, by the way, to the catcher Perry was online. Perry just did not hold on to the ball. Initially ruled out and then overturned as the count at 3-2. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive and a caught by the second baseman, Tucker. Wow, what a play to end the inning. Tevin Tucker shows his defensive ability to end the inning. And we head to the 6-8 barn burner here in Modesto. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the sixth inning here in Modesto, 3-3 between Fresno and Modesto. As Braylon Wimmer will lead things off, he is 1-for-2, a single back in the fourth inning. This game has had a little bit of everything as we are tied at 3. Fresno and Modesto trading runs in the fourth and the fifth. As that pitch is low, count of 1-ball and 0-strike to Braylon Wimmer. Glad you could join us. Here comes the 1-0, and that's a called strike. Count at 1-1. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Wimmer ready. Here comes the 1-1 offering, and a foul ball. Count now at 1-2. So 1-ball, 2-strikes here in the top of the sixth inning. 3-3 our score. Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and it is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. As we said, Braylon Wimmer, the California League Player of the Month for June. It's the third straight year the Grizzlies have had the Player of the Month in June. Ryan Ritter in 2023. As the pitch is low, and the count now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And then it was Hunter Goodman in 2022. So 3 straight years. Goodman, Ritter, and now Wimmer. As here comes the 2-2, and it is fouled off. So Wimmer stays alive. The South Carolina product trying to help his teammate Jack Mahoney, who's worked 5 innings. As here comes the pitch, and it is called strike 3, and Wimmer caught looking. 3rd strikeout for Munoz, first out of the inning. As here comes the shortstop in Andy Perez. By the way, going back to Jack Mahoney, he went 3 1/3 before the run scored. As now Andy Perez, who's 0-for-2. Here comes the pitch from Munoz. And a ground ball up the middle. The shortstop in Emerson was playing there, and he makes the play. It goes 6-3, so 2 outs now for first baseman in Nick Guile. Here in the top of the sixth inning, Nick Guile 0 for 2. As Munoz has looked good out of the bullpen. 6'1", 155 pounds for the 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Making his nuts debut as there is a strike count at 0-1. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. As the 0-2 is just low, count at 1-2. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the 6. Here comes the 1-2 to Nick Guile, and he swings and misses, and Munoz has 4 punch-outs and a 1-2-3-6. We head the bottom of the 6, tied at 3. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Chancey Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the 6th inning. We are tied at 3 here at John Thurman Field. As Brady Hill takes over on the bump for Fresno, for Jack Mahoney. As the first pitch from Ty Pete is lifted to left field, and it goes foul, counted 0-1. Long chase from the left fielder and Hinchman. So Brady Hill will take over on the bump for Mahoney. Mahoney, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 2 walks, and 7 punch-outs. As there's a strike from Hill, counted 0-2. And now to Brady Hill. 6 feet, 180 pounds, 23 years old from Spokane, Washington. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on and missed, and Pete down on strikes. First strikeout for Hill, 8th overall for Grizzlies pitching. And here comes left fielder Carson Jones, who is 0-2. As Brady Hill, drafted by the Rockies in the 15th round in 2022 out of San Jose State. Second year with Fresno, and Hill has had a great season for Fresno. As here's a fly ball, and that is crushed right field, and it is gone. 4-3, just like that. Brady Hill allows the home run. Modesto has the lead. As Brady Hill allows the home run, Carson Jones leaves the yard. It is a home run, and just like that, 4-3 Nuts. Last night, the Grizzlies brought in the bullpen. They gave up runs in the 6th inning, and here we are again. 4-3 Modesto now here in the 6th. As here comes catcher Jacob Sharp, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single. For Brady Hill, that's just his 3rd home run allowed, a 2-2 record, a 3.08 ERA, 24th game out of the bullpen. 2 holds, 4-for-6 in save chances. As that pitch is high, count at 1-0. Eighth home run of the year for Carson Jones. That ball was crushed to right. Here comes the pitch. And it's low, two balls and no strikes. The Grizzlies have the lead. They've had their chances. Modesto has found a way every time. As here comes the 2-0. And that is a chopper base hit to left field. Crowd getting going here, and now a John Thurman Field. Sharp 2-for-3. That's the eighth hit now for Modesto. As here comes second baseman Charlie Pagliarini. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hey, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Chukchansey Park has enacted a clear back policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. Here comes the pitch from Hill, and it's a high pop-up out to left field, down the left field line, and it will land fouls. Counted 0-1. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates, which includes diaper bags. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday or our social media pages. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. Again, a clear bag policy in effect at Chukchansey Park. It started over a month ago. Please be prepared for tomorrow, for July 4th. As that pitch inside, count at 1-1. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3 Modesto. Brady Hill comes set. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. Long pause. Here's the pitch. And that ball is lifted out to center field. That ball is hit well. Cruz racing back. Still going back. And he will make the catch. That's the second out of the inning. As Pagliarini is now 0-for-3. It's Carlos Jimenez who is 1-for-3. A single and a stolen base. Fresno has hurt themselves tonight, though. Couple mistakes mentally for Fresno and Ayer. They've also allowed Jimenez to steal second despite the pickoff from Mahoney. A balk from Mahoney. A missed tag at the plate for Fresno. Mistakes tonight for the Grizzlies. As the pitch is inside, count at 1-0. Now, of course, Modesto has had changes to their roster, losing Lázaro Montes, Michael Arroyo, a couple of their power hitters. But still a Modesto Nuts team that's in first place in the California League North Division. As the 1-0 is fouled off, count now a 1-1. Here on July 3rd, glad you could join us. As Hill will come set, here comes the 1-1 offering. And it's outside, 2-0. So Jack Mahoney will have a no decision tonight. The right-hander will be 4-4 in his next start with a 3 ERA. As here comes the 2-1 offering. And that is fouled off now. 2-2 to Jimenez. The Grizzlies trail 4-3 here in the sixth inning. Modesto had a 4-run sixth yesterday. And once again, Fresno has not been able to keep their lead. They have blown two leads tonight already. As here's the 2-2 outside and the count full. 3-2. Scores around the league right now. Stockton leads San Jose 3-1. The Ports winning last night. Lake Elsinore are getting trounced on by Inland Empire 17-1. As here comes the 3-2. That's low ball 4. So Sharp up to second as Jimenez takes the walk. That's the third walk by Fresno pitching. As here's Colt Emerson 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Visalia, they lead Rancho Cucamonga, and that game has just went final as the Quakes fall. So Visalia, first place in the California League South Division here in the second half. Completely different for Fresno, who are 3-8. They have dropped 5 in a row, 8 of their last 9, and right now they are trailing 4-3 despite having 2 separate leads in this game. Modesto has tied the game up in the 4th, in the 5th, and now taking the lead here in the 6th inning. Fresno blew a 2-run lead in the 9th just the other night. They had the lead yesterday as well. They gave that lead up. The Grizzlies pitching staff has been a mess in the late innings. As here comes the pitch to Emerson, and Hill steps off the rubber, disengagement. Fresno needs to find a way. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. As here comes the pitch to Emerson. And it is a line drive to right field. That ball's hit well. And it goes over the right fielder in Cumbus's head. That will score one. Here comes the second run. It's a two RBI double, and it's 6-3. And Modesto has blown it open. Emerson delivers the second hit of the game, a two RBI double. And just like that, the bullpen again has collapsed for Fresno. So Sharp now scores. Jimenez scores. Third hit and two more runs. So now runner at second with two outs. And here's Aiden Smith, who is one for two. A single, a walk, and a run. As Fresno trails 6-3 now here in the sixth inning. Modesto will run in the fourth, two in the fifth, three in the sixth. As there's a called strike, counted 0-1. Unbelievable. Fresno gave up the lead in the sixth inning yesterday, and once again today. Here comes the 0-1 from Brady Hill. And it is a high pop-up drifting into foul territory. And the third baseman, Mendez, will make the catch to end the inning. And the Grizzlies give up the lead. Let's see if the offense can come back as we had the seventh. We'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jansen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jansen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Top of the seventh inning, 6-3 Modesto leads Fresno as the Grizzlies once again trailing after six innings as Luis Mendez will lead things off. He's been a huge bright spot for Fresno over the past couple of weeks as he lines one and it's caught by the shortstop in Emerson. A lunging play and apparently he didn't catch it. As now Mendez thought he was out and apparently they said that the ball dropped. Okay, I guess apparently he did catch it. Okay. So they said that Emerson caught it initially, and then it showed that he didn't catch it. Mendez was told he was out by the field umpire, so he went back to the dugout. So apparently it is a line out. And that is a ball outside. So the count at 1-0, and that's just how it's been for Fresno over the past couple of weeks. As here's the pitch, swung on and missed, and the count at 1-1 to Brad Cumbus. Again, the umpires were showing different signs there. So here comes the 1-1 to Cumbus, and he will take a pitch low, two balls and a strike. Fresno trails 6-3 here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. Count it 2-2. That wasn't close to the zone. So two balls and two strikes here to Brad Cumbus. One for two, an RBI double and a strikeout. He also scored a run as here's the 2-2. Munoz winds and deals. And that is low. Count now at 3-2. So let's see if Fresno can find a way. The comeback clause appeared just the other night. It went quietly yesterday. As here's the 3-2. And it's low, ball 4, one out walk. As Brad Cumbis will reach. That's the second walk issued by Modesto pitching. And now it's Tevin Tucker 0-1 with a sack bunt. Here in the top of the 7th inning. 6-3 Modesto leads Fresno here at John Thurman Field. The Grizzlies have not been able to find a lot of positive on this 9-game road trip where they could finish 1-8 and drop 9 of 10. We have never seen the Grizzlies like this in their affiliation with the Rockies. Fresno could lose their 6th in a row as well. Their only win during this series was last Thursday in a 6-1 win. As that is low, and the count now at 2-0. 6-3 here in the top of the 7th inning. Fresno once again giving up the lead in the 6th. Here comes the 2-0 from the righty in Munoz, and it's actually 1-2. It's a 1-2. 1-2 actually. As the righty Munoz comes set, here comes the pitch to Tucker, and it is inside. 2-2. Tevin Tucker, a big error already in this game. It's cost Fresno a run. Here comes the 2-2. Let's see if Tucker can find his way at the plate now. Cumbis leads from first, the pitch, and it is inside. Count full, 3-2. Nice location there from Munoz. Signed as an international free agent by the Mariners in 2019. Born September 17th. He'll be 22 years old in September. Here comes the 3-2. And a foul ball as Tucker stays alive. Top of the 7th inning. 6-3 Modesto leads Fresno. The Grizzlies trying to find something. The pitching staff has given up again tonight. The Grizzlies' bullpen has been atrocious here in July. Here comes the pitch, and it is called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Tucker thought it was ball 4. That is the 5th strikeout for Munoz, the 2nd out of the inning. And here comes Darius Perry, who is 0-2. Runner at first with 2 outs. The Grizzlies, they only have 7 outs to play with tonight. If they lose tonight, they will be swept here at home or on the road here in Modesto for the first 3 games of this 6-game series. As here's the pitch and a fly ball out to right field. This should be playable, though, and the right fielder in Smith will make the catch to end the inning. Grizzlies trail 6-3. We head to the stretch. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Jensen Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Bottom of the seventh inning here in Modesto at John Thurman Field. 6-3, the Nuts lead the Grizzlies as Fresno trying to stop their five-game losing skid. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancy. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChancyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancy Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. We thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the seventh. As Luis Sweetspell will lead things off against Brady Hill, who's back in for his second inning of work. Hill out three runs in his last inning, as once again, the first reliever for Fresno, allowing the go-ahead runs in the sixth. There comes a pitch from Hill, and it's fouled off, counting no balls and one strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning here on July 3rd. As the Grizzlies have not been playing Fresno baseball here in the second half, this Grizzlies team could drop to 3-9, which would be the worst record in the California League among the eight teams. As Inland Empire, using an 11-run inning, they are crushing the Storm. As here comes the pitch from Hill, and it's low, two balls and a strike. The Grizzlies' second-best record in the first half, and is completely spiraled. And the Grizzlies can't wait to get back to Chuck Chancy Park, and we hope to see you there. Come support your Grizzlies. They need your support. As it counted, two balls and two strikes. Three games against these Modesto Nuts. Here's the 2-2. And a ground ball foul count stays the same. As the Grizzlies trailing by three runs. Nick Guile, the first baseman, picking up that foul ball. As here comes the 2-2 offering to Luis Sweetspell. And it's high, three balls and two strikes. Fresno's hurt themselves. They have given up some runs on for sure outs. They've had a balk. They've had errors. They've had miscues mentally, as here's a ground ball to Guile, who stays down on it, fumbles, the underhand toss in time. Sweetspell wasn't running down the line, and Guile, who misplayed it, was able to stay with it, and the sidearm toss to Hill covering. It goes 3-1 for the first out. And now Sweetspell hobbling a little bit as he heads back to the dugout, and now first baseman Milcar Perez. Sweetspell, I think, was just more embarrassed that he didn't get on the line initially. We'll see what happens, though. Here comes the pitch. It's low. One ball, no strikes. The Grizzlies in the eighth inning will have 9-1-2 as their offense sputtering. ever since they scored those two runs in the fifth inning. Right-hander Gene Munoz has been outstanding out of the pen, as there is a called strike in the count at 1-1. Munoz has allowed two runs, but has two straight scoreless innings against Fresno, who's only mustered a walk. As here's the 1-1 from Hill, and a ground ball to the shortstop, who gobbles it up over to first in time. It goes 6-3, two outs now, and here comes third baseman Ty Pete. Pete 0 for 2 with a walk as Fresno looking for a 1-2-3 inning. We haven't seen that since the second inning. Modesto has been able to pick up 8 of their 9 hits in the last 4 innings, which included 3 back in the 6th. Here comes the pitch from Hill. It's a called strike, counted 0-1. That's the Brady Hill stuff that we've seen for the majority of this season, where he's been able to locate with the fastball, but also the breaking balls we just saw, as that is just low, count at 1-1. Brady Hill has been great in his second year with Fresno. Had one really bad outing against Visalia, but pretty much since then he's been unhittable. As that swung on and missed, count at 1-2. Allowed 3 runs in his last inning, which is something that we don't see from Hill as often as well. As here's the 1-2, winds and deals. And it is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Saw that go the other way. So 2 balls, 2 strikes is Hill now looking for the punch out. Here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Nice crowd here in Modesto for their July 3rd game. As that is low and called strike 3. The pitch before looked like a strike. It was a ball. That one looked like a ball. It was a strike. Either way, Brady Hill a 1-2-3, 7th. We head to the 8th of Grizzly, 6 outs to play with. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Top of the 8th inning here in Modesto at John Thurman Field. 6-3, the Nuts lead the Grizzlies as Fajardo Cruz will lead things off 1-for-2 with an RBI double. That dropped down the left field line. As the right-hander Gene Munoz back on the bump for his 4th inning of relief. As here's a fly ball lifted out to right field, but it is playable and caught by the right fielder in Smith. That ball was roped by Cruz, and he's retired. Couple changes for Modesto defensively. Moving from second to third is Pagliarini. As he will move over to third. Ty Pete now is the new shortstop, as Colt Emerson is out of the game. And the new second baseman is Edrin Rodriguez, as he will bat in the number 2 spot. As here comes the 0-1 Hinchman, and he lines it foul, counted 0-2. Hinchman is 1-for-2, a single walk and a run scored, but Fresno trailing by 3. As here comes the 0-2. And it is swung on and missed. Hinchman down on strikes again. That is the sixth strikeout now for Munoz. And with two outs, here comes DH Braylon Wimmer. 1-for-3 with a single. He also lined out into a double play and struck out looking. The Grizzlies offense, another quiet night. They had 5 hits and 3 runs yesterday. They have the exact same today as that pitch is inside. Count at 1-0. And again, who's leading the charge? Luis Mendez. Here comes the pitch to Braylon Wimmer from Munoz. And that is a foul ball. And the count now 1-1. They're in the top of the 8th inning. The Grizzlies only 4 outs to play with. They have gone quietly over this past road trip. Here comes the 1-1. That's outside 2-1. The Grizzlies miss home. We miss home. We miss Gralifornia. Hope to see you guys tomorrow. Here comes the 2-1 offering to Braylon Wimmer. Swung on and missed. Counted 2-2. The Grizzlies just look lost on every aspect of their game right now. Hitting-wise, are in slumps. Some guys are picking up some hits, but they've not been able to string together a lot of big innings. They haven't had that big inning yet. And when they have, they've blown the lead on the pitching side, as that's fouled off 2-2. That 6-run inning just 2 nights ago, where the Grizzlies fell in extras, was definitely a heartbreaker. But Fresno, that's really their best inning they've had in their stretch on this road trip. As the 2-2 is outside, count full 3-2. On the pitching side of things, starters have been really good, but have allowed some runs on just some cue shots and some unfortunate plays, as ball 4 is not even close. It actually bounced to the plate. So Wimmer's on with a 2-out walk. Second walk by Munoz. Now for Andy Perez, who's 0-3. And then the relievers have not been able to keep leads. We have seen too many blown leads, and now the past 2 games we've seen the first reliever for Fresno come in and give up runs in their first inning of work. They don't look ready. And then defensively, a lot of errors for the team that leads the California League in fielding percentage, as that ball is roped foul, counted 0-1. Now, of course, the All-Star break right around the corner, and the draft as well, so maybe some reinforcements coming up for Fresno sooner rather than later. This Grizzlies team who's been pressing, trying to find a way to win a game. Yes, here comes the 0-1 to Perez, and it's in the dirt, count now at 1-1. He didn't go around. 1-1. 2 outs, runner at first. Perez looking for his first hit of the game. Went quietly yesterday as well. Here comes the 1-1 to Perez, and it's high, 2-2. Fresno just needs to regroup. They need a big breather. And tomorrow, we hope that July 4th can bring one for them. As here comes the 2-1 to Andy Perez. And a check swing, the ball gets away, and they said it went. Apparently, it's a foul ball as it hit Perez. Wow. That's the second time I've seen a ball hit a Grizzlies batter, and he swung at it for a foul ball. Counted 2-2. That's unbelievable. And now they're going to talk to see if he did actually hit him. Andy Perez is confused. He thought he just fouled it off and it hit him. I don't know what they're arguing, but the Grizzlies, nothing has gone their way. Nothing has gone their way in this road trip. Absolutely nothing. Even on the game that they won, Austin Emener was put on the IL today by Fresno, and Emener was outstanding and left the game with an injury in their win. And here comes the 2-2, and it's foul tipped in the glove, and that will end the inning. Again, doesn't go Fresno's way. We head to the bottom of the 8th. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 6-3, Modesto leads Fresno as Hunter Mann takes over for Brady Hill on the bump for your Grizzlies. And it's Carson Jones who has a home run in this game as he first pitches outside, count of 1-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. Here's ground ball up the middle, and it goes 6-3 for the out. And Jones is retired as here comes catcher Jacob Sharp. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. We thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here comes the pitch from Hunter Mann, and it is a called strike count at 0-1 here on July 3rd. The Grizzlies, they will have 4-5-6 due up in the ninth inning. Fortunately, Luis Mendez is a part of that group. He has just been a bright spot for Fresno. As here's a pop-up lifted high in the air. Second baseman Tevin Tucker calling everybody off, and he will make the catch. Two outs now as here comes second baseman Charlie Pagliarini, who's 0-3. As the Grizzlies, they need to find a way. They have lost 5 in a row, 8 of their last 9. They will end this road trip if they lose at 1-8. They are 3-8 here in the second half, almost 3-9. Last place in the California League North Division. Here's a pitch from Mann outside, count at 1-0. The Grizzlies need to find a way. Inland Empire leads Lake Elsinore 19-4. San Jose now leads Stockton 4-3 in the seventh. And a final tonight as Visalia beats Rancho Cucamonga. As that pitch is fouled off, count now at 1-1. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. As the right-hander Hunter Mann joined Fresno last week, has really not seen a lot of Grizzlies wins so far. 6'7", 225 pounds for the 22-year-old from Tennessee. Went to Tennessee Tech. As here comes the 1-1 to Pagliarini. And that is outside. Count now at 2-1. Pagliarini 0-3 tonight. 2 strikeouts and a flyout. Modesto 3 runs in the 6th. The difference tonight. Here comes the 2-1. Fouled off. Now 2-2. The Grizzlies, not much to say right now, just a reset button. That's really what you need. The Grizzlies have had some bright spots over the past couple of weeks despite the losing streak. Luis Mendez has been the big one, though, for Fresno. 9-game hit streak for the Grizzlies infielder. Here's the 2-2 swung on and miss, and Hunter Mann, a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Grizzlies have one final chance. Can they end their losing streak? We'll be back right after this.
Okay, the 2025 Toyota Camry is fully redesigned. I see you, Toyota. Sleek interior, electronic all-wheel drive. I should hit the mountains. I should call my girls. I should call my mom. Fold-down rear seats. This Camry's got tons of room. Could fit a snowboard in here. Should I try it again? The instructor was cute. Is he single? Is it complicated? 232 horsepower. Get lost in nature. Find myself in Joshua Tree. What if his name's Joshua? Find yourself in an all-new 2025 Toyota Camry today. Toyota. Let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Don't miss the biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year. The 4th of July at Chuck Jensen Park. Cheer on the Grizzlies as they square off against the Modesto Nuts in what is sure to be an epic matchup. With the largest fireworks show in the valley, plus incredible food, entertainment, and fun, downtown Fresno is the place to be on July 4th. Grab your tickets now for the Fresno Grizzlies 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Chuck Jensen Gold Resort and Casino at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Top of the ninth inning, 6-3, Modesto leads Fresno. Brian Perez on the bump as Gene Munoz out of relief. Four innings, three hits, two runs, both earned, two walks, seven strikeouts. He didn't allow a hit over his last three innings of work. So now Nick Guile will take on Brian Perez. This is the last chance for your Grizzlies as they have dropped five in a row. Here comes the pitch from the lefty Perez. And it's a ball outside. Count of 1-0 to Nick Guile, who's 0-3. Churchancy Gold is giving away $1 million with a millionaire cash vault giveaway. Here comes the 1-0, and that is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Plan earn entry starting May 1st, and on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. Here comes the 2-0. That's a strike. Count it 2-1. That's $1 million guaranteed, only at Churchancy Gold Resort and Casino. We thank Churchancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth. As there is a called strike, now 2-2. That pitch getting in there. Stay tuned for the quickest postgame show you'll ever experience. Here comes the 2-2 to Nick Guile from the lefty and Brian Perez. Swung on and missed. Guile down on strikes for three times again tonight. Another strikeout for Fresno. They have struck out 11 times tonight. 26 over their last two games. As here comes third baseman Luis Mendez. Mendez 1-for-3, a triple and a run scored. Part of a two-run fifth inning that the last chance the Grizzlies had the lead in. As here comes the pitch to Luis Mendez. And Mendez takes a called strike. Good slider from Perez. Counted 0-1. Perez, 6 feet, 170 pounds, with a 23-year-old from Venezuela. As he's looking to finish this game off. Here's the 0-1, and that's low. One ball and one strike. As the Grizzlies trying to find a way tonight. If Modesto wins, they will be even up with Fresno all time since 2021. Here's the pitch, and a chopper back to Perez. Easy play. 1-2-3 for the second out. So two outs now as Mendez is retired, and here comes right fielder Brad Cumbis. 1-for-2, an RBI double, a walk, and a run scored. And he's the final chance for the Grizzlies, who have gone down quietly tonight. Again, three runs on five hits. Very similar lines again. We said the Grizzlies matched in the fifth inning, not realizing that that was going to be the ending of the runs and hits. As here comes the pitch to Cumbis, and it's low, count of 1-0. For for Brad Cumbis. So the Grizzlies, with a loss, will drop to 3-9, 41-36, as there's a strike count at 1-1. Fresno would only be 5 games over .500. Unbelievable. Here comes the 1-1 to Brad Cumbis from Brian Perez, and it is low, 2 balls and a strike. Modesto would improve to 7-5. They would be 48-28. As here comes the pitch to Cumbis at 2 balls and a strike. And Cumbis, a chopper foul. Now the Grizzlies down to their final strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fresno, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. This Grizzlies team has just looked confused in every aspect of the game of baseball. They will have to find a reset back home tomorrow night. As here comes the 2-2 to Brad Cumbis. Here comes the pitch from Brian Perez. And it is a high pop-up, and this should do it. The shortstop in Pete is there. The second baseman now in Rodriguez will put it away, and the Modesto Nuts have won the first 3 games of the series. They sweep the home portion of theirs, and the Grizzlies are now 3-9. They have lost 6 in a row. Let's go through the post game real quick. Fresno, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Modesto, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. The winning pitcher tonight will be Gene Munoz, 1-0. The loss to Brady Hill, now 2-3. And the save to Brian Perez. Time of the game, 2 hours and 9 minutes, as the Grizzlies fall tonight and end the road trip 1-8. They have lost 9 of 10, as we will head back to Chuck Chancey Park tomorrow. That's the quickest postgame you can have. Luis Mendez, a triple. Brad Cumbis, an RBI double. Fadjo Cruz, an RBI double. The Grizzlies could not find a way. They allowed a run in the 4th and 2 in the 5th. After they scored a run in the 4th, 2 in the 5th, Modesto 3 in the 6th, and the rest is history. That will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and I'll see you tomorrow for the 4th of July.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.